It's immediately after the close of our last episode. As in the town of Smithville, Perry Mason and Paul Drake follow a police sedan to the address of a rooming house on Fifth Street. The police siren is wide open and both cars are driving with all possible speed and with reason. Gus Jansen is ahead in the grim race to find Suzanne Barclay. Gus is already talking to the landlady of the rooming house where...
Now look, mister, you understand I'm not trying to make you give me something.
I understand, Mrs. Dooley.
If you want to turn around and walk out that door, I won't say a word. Not a word.
We understand each other, Mrs. Dooley. You want some money to have your furnace repaired? I want to find my sister. One hand washes the other, right?
Uh-huh.
What's the matter?
You give in awful easy.
Mr. Dooley, I love my sister. I'm quite willing to pay for information leading to her. But to pay any reasonable amount, of course. I could go to the police.
I ain't worried you'll go to the police. I've been around a long time, mister. You learn things when you run a rooming house. You ain't going to the cops.
I'd prefer not to. I'd much rather deal directly with you. We're wasting time, Mrs. Dooley. I believe you suggested we go down to your cellar?
Yeah. I got to put some coal in that furnace. Unless you'll do it for me.
Now snap out of it, Mrs. Dooley. I want that information and I want it fast.
Huh?
Can anybody hear us talking here?
Well, one of the roomers might come in any time.
We'll go to your room.
My room opens off the cellar.
All right, have it your way. We go down cellar. But we go now, Mrs. Dooley, because I'm in a hurry.
Maybe I won't tell you after all.
Yes, you will.
Are you threatening me?
You'll tell me because you want the money.
This way. Now, be careful. It's kind of dark.
Why don't you turn on the light?
Lights cost money.
All right. Now, what about Suzanne?
Who?
The girl. Her real name is Suzanne Barclay.
Wait till we go downstairs. And wait till I turn on the light. Now, let's see the color of your money.
Okay, Mrs. Dooley. Take a look.
Oh, you've got a lot more than $200. If you'd give me a little more, I could get a new furnace. I wouldn't need to get this old one repaired.
We made a bargain. I keep my word, Mrs. Dooley. I get mad if someone doesn't keep hers.
Now don't get excited, mister.
I'm getting awfully impatient, Mrs. Dooley.
Well, the girl you say is your sister came in here late October. I remember her good. She had a bandage on her hand.
Okay.
She'd been to the doctor. She had medicine delivered from the drugstore, just like you said.
I want to know how I can find her now.
Well, she only stayed for a week.
Did she leave a forwarding address?
No, she didn't.
You got any idea where she is now?
No.
Now, how did you expect to parlay that into $200?
Huh?
You haven't told me a thing.
I ain't finished talking. I seen the girl.
Where?
Right here. Right here in this house. I saw her not over a week ago. You got time to listen now, young fellow?
I'm listening.
Yeah, and I'm waiting. I want the money.
After?
At least give me part of it. Give me part of it or I won't say another word.
Mrs. Dooley. All right. Here. Here's $100.
Give me.
Now keep talking.
Mm-hmm. 46. Wait till I count it, baby. Yes, it's all here. Now, where was I?
Suzanne was here not a week ago.
Oh, yes. She came late at night.
Alone?
All by herself. I feel so sorry for the poor girl, all alone and frightened. She said she wanted to know if any letters came after she left.
Go on.
Then she asked what she really came to find out. She asked if anybody had come looking for her.
Just anybody?
She asked about one man in particular. She asked if a young fellow, about your age, with green eyes, like yours, I guess, and about your size. She asked if a young fellow who looks like that had come looking for her. Oh, she wasn't talking about you, though. She's scared to death the fellow she described will find her. And, of course, she isn't afraid of her brother.
Naturally. Go on, Mrs. Dooley.
Oh, I don't want to bore you, mister. Let's go back upstairs.
You haven't put coal in your furnace.
I want to go upstairs. Get out of my way.
You haven't got your other $100.
Stand aside, please. Stand aside.
And you haven't finished telling me. Now, don't be nervous, Mrs. Dooley. Here. There's the other $100. Don't you want to count it?
No, I know it's all here.
Now, tell me the rest.
Well, we can talk just as good upstairs. We can go in the parlor.
This is okay. Now, don't be nervous, Mrs. Dooley. Believe me, there's no reason. Would I give you all that money if I planned to hurt you?
It's not. But you got a mean look in your eye.
Never mind that. Now, start talking.
Yes, sir. The girl comes back every month.
What?
At least she's come back every month since she left here.
And you don't know where she is now?
No, and I asked her. But she's come back every month. I expect she'll come back next month.
Yes, probably.
And I'm thinking, if I knew where to reach you, I could let you know the next time she comes.
You think she'll sit and wait for as long as it takes me to get here?
Well, there's lots of ways we can work it.
I could have somebody waiting here for her.
You could, or there's a little room in my apartment. I could push her in there and lock the door.
What?
Just till you have time to get here. Of course, I'd expect you to pay me a little something.
You like money, don't you?
A person has to look out for herself, I always say.
Yeah.
Now, don't worry. I can fix it so your sister doesn't run away again. You want me to do that? You want to leave me a place to call you? What's the matter?
I've got a problem, Mrs. Dooley.
Huh?
You see, other people are looking for my sister. Are you willing to help me for a certain consideration? How can I be sure you won't help them?
Oh, I wouldn't do a thing like that.
You wouldn't?
No, sir, I keep my bargains, too. Don't you worry about a thing, dearie.
Yes, I'd like to trust you, Mrs.
Oh,
Dooley.
You can, dearie.
$200 worth. What if they offer you $300?
You've got more than $300.
So have they. I'm not saying you'd sell out to the highest bidder, but you're a keen woman, Mrs. Dooley. It's a temptation. You can see why this leaves me a problem.
There's nothing you can do about it, mister.
No?
No, there ain't. Because you don't know when she'll come back again.
No, that isn't a problem. She comes every month. There are 4 weeks in a month. She came last week, according to you, which means she'll return in about 3 weeks.
Oh,
no, that isn't a problem. What am I going to do about you?
You're not going to do one thing. I'm going up those stairs.
What?
I'm going up those stairs. Don't you try to stop me.
Why, Mrs. Dooley, I wouldn't think of trying to stop you. Now, indeed, Mrs. Dooley, you go right up those stairs. Yes, right now. Go right ahead. After you, Mrs. Dooley.
Meanwhile, only a block away.
The police car is slowing, Perry.
Yes. Paul.
Yeah?
How's your head?
I'm okay.
No, I mean it. Now, we may go into action. How is your head?
Well, still sore, but I'm okay.
This is Fifth Street, Perry. The drugstore clerk thinks the rooming house is on Fifth Street.
Well, how much do you figure Gus is ahead of us?
I don't know. 10 minutes? 15 at the most.
Got a good chance. Police car stopped in front of that brown house.
That's where the drug clerk is pointing across the street.
The big frame house. Dooley's rooming house.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Della.
Yes, Chief.
There's only one police officer here now, and I think Gus is inside that house.
You going to wait?
No, we don't wait. Now, you hop out. Run and ask the police officer to cover the entrance. Paul and I will go in the front.
Oh, I want to go
you
in.
You do what you're told. Ask him to cover the back entrance.
Oh, Perry. Oh, well, all right.
Okay, Paul. You got a gun? Yeah. Don't hesitate to use it. Gus is armed, and he's a killer.
Well, what do you think is going to happen? What will Perry Mason find inside Dooley's rooming house? We'll learn tomorrow, so you'll join us, won't you?